Well, good morning, everybody. It's Phil here in the Maldives, and this is for our Tuesday show, our pre-show here, and we're going to be leaving tomorrow night. So we got, this is our last full day. Yeah, almost we have a full day on Wednesday, too, but we're actually leaving by boat here Wednesday night, and we're at the airport for a flight out of the Maldives around, I think, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Yeah. But here's the whole time change thing in a nutshell. We're going to land in Los Angeles, I think, around 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon. So, you know, even though we're going to be flying a hell of a lot longer period of time than that would indicate. So, last night we had dinner over at this Italian restaurant they have called Terra Razzo, I think. And it was upstairs from the restaurant we were at the night before. But it was good, with one small problem. I just got nailed with, like, acid indigestion. I don't know what dish it was. Probably the fact that I ate some red meat for the first time in, good Lord, years. Well, not years, months, put it that way. And then on the other side of the physical malady coin, I have the acid indigestion, then I, this is really the flip side of the coin, maybe it's the same side of the coin, but I somehow wrenched my left arm and shoulder, so this sucker has just been aching all night long, and I don't think I've gotten more than a couple hours of sleep, so I'm up here early looking at our little island here, Moyo Island, and trying to see if I can hear any birds. You guys can probably hear the water splashing. I had thought about doing a home movie where I would wade across this lagoon to the island there, holding the camera above my head and filming the whole thing. But I think I thought better of it because one false move, the camera's in the water, phone's in the water, and well, my life's in the water. But it's quite possible that an iPhone can survive something like that. Maybe not for very long in the water, but I have heard of people dropping their phones in, like, for instance, toilets, and the phone has worked very, very well. So that's something to keep in mind. That's something you might want to, try. You might hear my voice is a little bit strained because of excessive partying and hollering and whooping and singing on last Friday night. But it's all good. That was after going to a Japanese restaurant for a sushi night. They got all kinds of different nights here. I don't know if Dwight's listening, but Dwight, your aunt, Melissa, yesterday at least, maybe today too, was the acting manager of the whole damn resort, because I think some of the main people were out of town or off of this island or somewhere else. So she was running the show for the whole place Monday. Yesterday I spent kind of chilling. I didn't do anything because I was, like, super freaking tired, man, and to be perfectly honest with you, more than a little bit hungover. But we did get out last night, and like I said, we had a really good dinner. We also did a little bit of walking, you could take boats and go between these islands and walk around the perimeter of these islands and check out shit and hop on another boat and go somewhere else. I mean, it's like almost a never-ending archipelago of these little volcanic peaks that are now sort of coral ponds of shallow water, and the sea life is nuts. I mean, manta rays, stingrays, small little sand sharks, or what do they call them, reef sharks, all kinds of fish, man, I couldn't even begin to tell you about. One of the things that happened the other day is we were over at the Tiki Bar, and they have a sort of a, looks like it might have been created back in the 70s, a kind of walled-in little area of the ocean that is kind of a type of swimming pool, I guess, but it has this, egress to the ocean itself, so there's lots of waves in there, and the rising and falling of the tide and everything, but you could go into this little area and just sit or swim. And sitting up on one of the steps, Marie and I were sitting there, and the fish started to gather. I don't know whether it's because they've been fed down through the years, but they weren't exactly coming to the surface, you know, looking for food. They just started swimming between our legs, and they were these little blue and yellow striped fish. There were a couple of larger fish that were almost black with blue stripes. Really amazing looking fish around here. But this one little fish, little blue and yellow fish, kept darting in between our legs, hanging out. It's almost like we created another little reef or something for him to hang in. So I found that to be a very charming moment in the history of Phil Hendry and wildlife on this planet. So, as I said, we are going to be here one more day, today, Tuesday, and then on Wednesday, we've got almost a full day, but around, 7 or 8 o'clock at night, we jump on the boat and we head back to Malé, which is the capital of the Maldives, and get on a plane for Dubai. We got almost a 7-hour layover in Dubai. That's going to be interesting. I think we got a room or something we can crash in. And then we're on the plane. I think, what is it, man? Thursday morning, we're on the plane. And here's the trippy part. We're going to be on an airplane for 16 hours, starting at, I don't know, like 8 o'clock Thursday morning. We get to California, get to Los Angeles at 2 o'clock Thursday afternoon, even though we will have been flying 16 hours, because that's how that works in the US of A and the rest of the world. All right, that's all I got for this pre-show here on Tuesday. Thanks for hanging with us. It's going to be great to get home, to be honest with you. I'm getting a little homesick. I think Maria is too. But it's been an incredible vacation. The last time I was anywhere this cool was when we were in Fiji, and that's close to 20 years ago, 18 years ago. Palm Island, you know, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines was great, but this surpasses everything that I've ever been involved in. This surpasses anything that I've, any project I've ever manned or been a part of, including the one mission to Mars that you're all aware of that I took. And when I say took, well, you know what I mean. All right, kids. I will talk to you for our pre-show Wednesday. We'll have another, probably, you know, that'll be a Wednesday show. What will that be? Wednesday morning show? Yeah. And Thursday, we'll do pre-shows throughout the rest of this week, but God knows where we'll be when we do them. I'll be in transit, you know, maybe from the airplane. Peace. Love. You. You too.